Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friend, and welcome to Dr. Sarah. Let's Talk About It, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Okay, wow. I am so excited about this show today. So what am I so excited about? Well, this show will be a little different than past shows. It'll be a little different in that the guest that we'll be having on will be sharing with us a new way, really, to tune in and clear and get clear through a use of a tool that has yet to be shared on this show. So what is that? Well, this tool is muscle testing, and this guest will be sharing with us ways to tap into that, as well as who knows where else the show could go. But I'm so excited to explore this possibility with you. So since we will be receiving a lot of clearing during the show and during the portion of the guest coming on the show, I would like us to jump right in so we can dedicate as much time as possible to gaining some cool information and techniques from this guest. So how does it get any better than that? Well, let's see. So I would like to formally introduce to you my guest of the show. And his name is Jimmy Mack. Now, Jimmy is a renowned medical, intuitive, and spiritual life coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was shown and developed a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish Change Made Simple. He works with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype worldwide, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you can actually feel. So, without further ado, I would love to invite Jimmy Mack on the show. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you? Glad to be here. Thrilled to be with you today.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you're on the show today, and I'm so excited for us to explore what it is you have to share with us, and who knows, like, what else is possible?
Yeah, I love that. And like you mentioned, you never know what's going to come through. So that's what makes it fun and exciting, and I think a mystery for all of us. So, yeah, as you mentioned, the muscle testing, some people look at that as applied kinesiology. You've been to the chiropractor, I'm sure, where they press on your arm and find weakness or strength. And then some people use dowsing through rods or pendulums. I know you've got a pendulum as well. And all we're really trying to do is measure the energy. Yeah, for the positive strength or the weakness. And really, that's all well and good, too, once you figure that out, whether it's weakness or strength, and if it's something good or bad, you know, right or wrong, as they say. But the power really is in changing it. And so that's what we really want to endeavor to do today. And so whether it's about the retrogrades or what's going on in the energy of the planet, all the things happening in the world, that's what we want to work on, definitely, and see what we can stir up for folks, especially, you know, now.
Yeah.
Replay.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought that up. And just being able to tap into that space and that each person has the capacity to do it, correct? Like to muscle test.
Mm-hmm.
And is there some maybe a way that the listeners, maybe a simple way, if this is new to them, a way to access their own space of muscle testing?
Yeah, you know, the guys in Access, as you know, they would do a heavier light feeling. Most folks can use their, a lot of folks that have spent time doing it would use their fingers almost like a break, like the okay sign inside the, you know, maybe your right hand or your dominant hand doing an okay sign inside the okay sign of your other hand. And so if you interlock your fingers, you could pull on that. And if it's strong, it would be a positive. And if it's weak, it would be a negative. And folks should start out really with their own name. That should be strong, positive. And then, you know, to say my name is Freddie or something's going to go weak. And still other folks will use a pendulum. Probably one of my favorites, though, is standing up testing, sway testing. And that, I find, is the least to really skew it or negatively affect it or overthink it. And I've played with it so much and so long. You know, I had you in my living room or my office in Tampa. I could write on whiteboard behind your head and write down statements, and it's going to pull you forward, back, or in between, right? And it's like, well, who's reading that, right? Come on. So it's pretty mystical and pretty cool. So, yeah, the short answer is folks could stand up. I find facing due north helps a lot. And all you got to remember is it's going to pull you forward for a yes and push you backwards for a no. And some folks even get a little side-to-side motion. For me, that would be left as abandonment, right as control. So there's little nuances to it. But you can actually feel releases and changes so much better doing that. So, yeah, for the folks at home today, if you want to stand up, face due north, we'll rock some things out, you and I, and see what we can change and make different for them.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And I have to say, when I first started with muscle testing, because I've played with it a little bit, and you and I have discussed this prior to the show, I do use a pendulum, but I know the muscle testing with standing up and the yes and no forward, backward motion is such an amazing and accurate way to do it, especially when you're first starting out. So I'm really grateful that you shared that with the listeners. And that as we're doing the show, everyone could actually tune in for themselves and test it out as we go.
Yeah, and I tell everybody, start out simple. I mean, start out with your name. That should pull you forward to yes. And I always jokingly say, my name is Nemo the Fish, and that would show you a no. And, you know, I present before the Florida Dowsers group every year, and those are the folks that live and die by pendulum, you know. And the chief complaint from everybody, as you can well imagine, is they go, well, it's not working for me. It's not accurate. I overthink it. There's levels of belief they know or feel, and their desires and wishes and hopes and dreams get so intertwined with the outcome they want that they feel like they're overthinking it. And so what I did over time was figured out ways to get you clear of that too. So you want to go ahead and stand up right now. We'll rock some things out. Grab your pendulum. We'll change some things for folks right now. But ultimately,
okay, great.
You want to get clear.
I'm actually standing up.
Yeah. Weird little curses, spells, and hexes and exotic stuff. And you want to be clear. That's what the definition of clear is. And all this stuff we give away for free. So anybody wants to email us, we'll send you a list of these things. You don't need to memorize any of this. But you're just clear of the icky stuff. So if you're standing up facing due north right now, if you just say, my name is Sarah, you should feel the pull forward.
That I do, yes.
Yeah, awesome. And if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, you're going to feel the pull back.
Got it. Yep. That was
perfect.
A no.
Okay. So we'll go to clear for you and everybody that's listening right now or ever hears the replay. So if you say, I am clear, we'll see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I am clear. I'm getting a yes.
Beautiful.
It
and your
energy fast for me.
Fabulous, by the way. They're showing me all kinds of flowers, and that's dreamy. Yeah, that's very endearing and sweet. Second one is I am unclear, and I call this alien fighting predator on the back steps. You want to be clear of that. So unclear should be no. So if you say I'm unclear, it'll pull you backwards.
Yeah, I got it immediately.
Beautiful.
So
and then the
backwards.
Third is
yeah.
I'm running forward, which would be body, mind, spirit, relationships, health, and money. You got to have the car and drive. I'm running forward.
Yep. It went forward immediately.
Awesome. And see, while you're holding your pendulum too, this actually goes through your chain of your pendulum, your little stone, all that. and cleans that up as well. Because
are you still there?
Maybe go to the little, yeah, people will go to the little
okay,
metaphysical
store. Okay, looks like we may have cut off just a little bit here. Are you still
okay.
there, Jimmy? Okay,
yep,
it sounds like you cut it out. Okay, you cut out just a little bit. So if you want
okay,
to repeat what
okay.
you just said, is that's pretty
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, we'll get into Mercury retrograde next. So I haven't
oh,
moved.
Oh, that's it.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times folks will go to maybe a little metaphysical shop or something like that, maybe get a used pendulum or somebody else's pendulum, and good luck with that, right? You got to get that thing cleaned up too. So that's what we're really doing energetically, is power washing even your pendulum. But you test out fabulous, which is pretty rare. And so what a great conduit to work for changes for other folks listening to the show now or in the future. So that's a really, really good thing. And
so
that can only help.
So are you saying also then by me being, yeah, and then by me being clear,
yeah.
this will contribute to our guests being clear? Like it's like a conduit?
Correct, yes. Well,
okay.
And then the other great thing is it won't be some skewed, you know, your thought, belief, thinking, or knowing, or feeling that's going to mess it up in any way. So that's generally what people do. They overthink things to death. They think to death about buying the blue car when they're really supposed to get a red pickup truck, right? And they're like, they have so many overbearing thoughts of mom always said get a cars instead of trucks or whatever, you know. And so all along, spirit
yeah,
wants
and a lot
to get
of...
a red truck, and they end up getting the blue car. So
yeah,
you want to
really
get
really
to that level,
in...
you know. You want to dial in so deep
in...
that.
I was just going to say that pulls in kind of some of what the listeners are used to on this show of some of the access piece where you're clearing thoughts, feelings, emotions, and doing it through different modalities. But it really is universal. If we can get out of our head and get out of our feelings and get out of the emotions of things and just be that space to receive and clear and all these ways are ways to tap into that. I just wanted to acknowledge that resonates so strongly along with the universe, the spirit, or however, you know, whatever, you know, people relate to, that then we can be more present to receiving those things as a result. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, we may not always like that answer of what we get, but if it's the highest level of truth and in our highest and best interest, then I welcome that. My grandfather used to say we're all just trying to get to the same place. So towards what you're referring to, absolutely, however you want to get there is great. The other thing we're doing is we're measuring the energy, you know, and we're holding that space where we're acting as if we're a barometer, a rain gauge, a thermometer, that sort of thing. And so if you can figure out yes or no, you can start changing things so that everything changes. And the other thing I'd add to that is this is my way of coming up with turning on your computer, jumping to Google. And the third jump would be to Amazon and eBay, you know, shopping carts and adding and subtracting things on this body and this person and this Dr. Sarah so that we can make things different.
Yeah.
And that's when you go to clear, unclear, and then running forward.
Wow. That sounds amazing. So if we were to apply that to something current like this Mercury in retrograde, like where would we start with that?
Oh, gosh, you know, my dear mentor and friend used to say you're so much more powerful than the planets and Mercury retrograde. I'd be like, yeah, but not everybody else is, right? We're trying to be horsies and look how pretty we are and we're beautiful. And everybody that's listening to the show is, you know, pretty much a horse, but we're dealing in the cattle world of cows, right? And so there are obviously a lot of folks are going to be affected by that, right? And so it's just
for
a given proof. It's documented on the full moons, even in the Mercury retrograde weird veins, that they're going to have more accidents, more ambulances, more folks getting arrested, exotic stuff happening. So Mercury is the planet of communication. Basically what it looks like during retrograde is it looks like it's going in reverse, although it's pretty much still. And so in my newsletter, even this past week, we talked about there's two eclipses and two new moons. So imagine this. So we've got two new moons. The first one, of course, was on the 2nd. And during the new moon on the 2nd, the partial lunar eclipse. And during the full moon on the 16th, it's followed by a second new black moon, July 31st. And eclipses reset spiritual energies. So you need to be able to expect miracles of change and closure. So retrograde is also a time all about really finalizing things. You know, probably not a great idea during the month of July to start some major undertaking unless you've been planning it for 6 months, then it's okay, you know. But ultimately, that's what happens because people will get half taxed or meet you at the wrong Starbucks or whatever it might be, you know. For instance, my youngest son recently, gosh, the AC broke down. I think he had a car breakdown, so a lot of times it's mechanical. He stubbed his toe on one of the child's toys and pretty much broke it. And it's like, who does that, right? He's never broken anything in his life, but here we are smack dab in the middle of this. And what's that all about? Communication. So definitely want to improve that as well. Yeah, but if you go ahead, I would do what comes through intuitively for folks is I want them to feel almost unfazed by what's going on. And I would just give them grace and ease in all their dealings, regardless of what's going on with the planets. So let's check your pendulum for that. And it's safe and comfortable to conduct our lives with grace and ease, regardless of planetary features. Yeah, and see if you get a yes or no.
Yes, I got a strong yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
so we have
falling.
That potentiality. Yeah, that's a potentiality, and it's we're capable of doing that. And now we're going to make it so we do it. And so I'm changing it even to a stronger yes now. You'll see it slow down, stop, and then go to another yes.
Wow, yes.
And there you go.
And I see that's the power of choice and possibilities that we can actually clear and change it once we become aware of those things. Like a lot of this is just tuning in and being conscious of it can actually change it pretty quickly. Does that seem to be accurate?
I think so. You know, it's kind of you don't know what you don't know, though. And so I, you know, salute you on using a pendulum, even standing testing, because I think we have so much of our little reptilian brains are like, well, prove it to me, show it to me. And there's believe, think, know, and feel. There's are we ready, willing, and able? Do we know when, where, how, or why? And so our brains are so busy thinking this data that you want to get to where you're interacting with it and the outcome. And if you can get that, then all of a sudden our little brains and bodies go, oh, it's pulling us forward to yes, or we're showing a no on the pendulum. So now we're good to go. And so we integrate that on so many different levels, you know what I mean? To where, like we said earlier, laughing, it's like, you know, chiropractors are great and they're going to help your neck and your bones and your body. But if they're not using applied kinesiology and looking for that muscle weakness or strength, then how do we know something's changed or how do we know that they didn't miss something along the way, right? And so this is a way
that we have this,
you know, basically measuring it.
Like, our body has that knowing and that space of receiving it. If we use the right language or the tools like you're suggesting here, that we really have it all housed within our space, which is getting to be energy, not only within ourselves, but universal energy, would you say?
I would say that.
Spiritual
100%.
Energy?
Yeah, it's more spirit.
Uh-huh.
It's spirit. It's all, I call it, you know, the wind underneath the dove's wings. It's, you know, the rainbows, it's the essence of this call, the vibration, it's all of it, right? So, very much so.
Wow.
But that's going to help folks even get through that. And as far as all that goes and the planetary changes, I mean, you know, we've had all kinds of earthquakes and things out in California. So I would even, we'll lump in for folks weather. Let's do that. We'll go really big. So anywhere there's... in climate weather and volcanoes, hurricanes in our neck of the woods. I'm out of Florida. And then, of course, the earthquakes, bad thunderstorms, tornadoes, and any bad weather, whether it's storm, flooding, snow, all of it. And let's just release all that off of whomever's listening now or in the future on the replay. And let's have them remain safe and unaffected by any of the Earth's climatic tragedies. How about that? And you'll see a yes on your pendulum when it comes in.
Yes.
There you go.
Getting it strong, yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm also getting that space of pot and pock, which is that, you know, more the access piece, but it can't hurt to throw some pot and pock on it anywhere that people are using that space of that. Or I love
100%.
That deep breath in and release on the way out. It's really just all the ways to clear
good,
it.
Good, bad, right, or wrong.
That's
yeah.
possible. That's right. Exactly. Right. Love it. Okay, so
I
you
love
were
it.
Saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are bigger conceptual things. I mean, obviously we can go smaller too. The other thing I would do for folks also would be right now, whether you're, you know, in love with the administration or you hate it or whether you're neutral and couldn't care less, we can just take the sting out of even politics worldwide and the press and all this inundating of, you know, the issues of the world. I would call it, you know, not only grace and ease, but is it safe and comfortable? And so by safe, you know, it's like, you know, turn on any major news channel, you're not going to feel safe because everything's breaking news. Everything's an alert. And then comfortable, I mean, we're constantly adjusting the thermostat in the house or the car. We're bringing a jacket just in case, right? And so let's make it more safe and comfortable for folks to even endure all the political changes and upheaval. So wherever that is on your pendulum, you'll get a positive yes, and we're going to release it, and it's going to jump to a no, and it changes.
Okay, I got the yes. And
now we're
going to
release it all out to
back.
A no.
Yes, it went to no.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong no.
And, you know, it's kind of the Buddha thing. It's, you know, you can be an observer of the play without being the participant. So it's okay to not get caught up in all that stuff. But, you know, what do they say? It's an interesting point of view. You have that point of view, right? So there you go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like when we're creating that space, there's more of an ease to be the observer and to be a witness to the points of view without having to carry the energy. Because really what we're getting to is everything that's underneath all this heavy and worldly linear points of view is that energy. And that's what I'm so grateful that you're tapping into is really this what's beneath the surface.
And
clearing
like,
it
know,
from
I mean,
that
that's
level
the great morass. You know, you want to sit on the couch and curl up and cry, right? If you sit there and watch any of these news channels all day, it would do you in, you know. So definitely want to stay out of that. Be more grounded, maybe do some gardening. I love Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga. I do water class almost every day at LA Fitness, you know. And so any of these things you can do to engage your mind more and work the body, you're going to be better off with it by doing those things. So without question.
Yes. And I happen to be a proponent. I personally do a lot of yoga. So I agree that when you're just being in the body and moving or nature or whatever you resonate with, it's definitely all a contribution and getting to a space where you're just sensing something greater. And that's really what we're suggesting here too in the midst of clearing it all.
Exactly. And I mean innately I think we're all a part of it, but we end up being so detached by TV or issues or, you know, the phone. The phone is really, you know, beyond obsession and crazy town. And you know, they say sitting is the new smoking. So you gotta get up and move around a little bit too. And I have to remind myself to do that, you know? And especially what you
exactly.
do, right? So,
you're absolutely right.
Love it.
And I aim to do something once a day where I am moving my body or also with the phones that they can be a contribution. And at the same time, there's some heaviness, obviously, that can be with that. Even probably clearing our phones and the algorithms of that would be beneficial.
Ooh, let's
I don't
do
know,
that,
is that something
for everybody.
That we could do that?
Yeah,
okay.
100%.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like sometimes, you know, we got to turn them off and start them up back again, and then they seem to run better. So here we go. I love that you mentioned that.
Yes.
Let's just take intuitively what I'm getting. So any of the static within the phone lines, issues, chaos, drama, mystery, intrigue, and upsets, as you know. And then the wordage of email, world news, phone calls, voicemails, texting, all of it. Let's just take out all the static and all the miscommunication and surrender all that into the void. So we're going to grab all that, and you're going to see a release on your pendulum going to a yes when it changes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Strong yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And so all I'm really doing is fishing it out, and the fish looks like a regular little fish. It looks like infinity is an eight laying on its side, and if you take off the back left end, you wind up with this little fish. And so all I'm doing is tracing things, let's say, from the bottom of the tail, and I make a little fish like a Tai Chi or a yoga move, and we're releasing it up into the heavens. And anything positive that we don't have that's good, all I'm doing is starting in the top left corner, tracing the fish and bringing it back into ourselves. And so it's like I said, like a Tai Chi move or a yoga move. It's very simple. It's very elegant. But that can change everything too.
Wow. And it's so powerful. I sense that, like, as you're speaking of it, like, my whole body was, like, vibrating with that. That's amazing.
Right. And you're states away, and you're watching the jump of it, which is really cool. So I never get tired of hearing that or seeing it, you know. So it's just fascinating. I'm still like a little kid when it comes to that. So
I don't think that ever can get old, Jimmy. Like, I sense it, too. It's so exciting every time when you get that space and you're receiving it, it's just, that's the magic and miracles and the just the beauty of what actually we're doing and being. And wow, I'm just aware of time. It just flew as we expected it to, I suppose.
I know.
But would you be willing to come back on? I know.
Oh, sure.
So much so. Like,
I love it.
Be the space. Yeah, I would love to have you back on. That would be fantastic. And just continue the conversation wherever it goes. We could figure that out and plan it out at some point here. I would love that.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'm now going to share with the listeners just real quickly the question of the week. And the question of the week for this week is, what different ways of getting clear are you open to receiving? So what different ways of getting clear are you open to receiving? Just be with that question, and you could use the tools that we did today. You can muscle test it. You could clear it, you know, in whatever way works for you. And I would love to hear about it. Feel free to share it on the question of the week, which I will post after the show. And we'll go from there. And also, just if you would like to be in contact with Jimmy Mack, there's information on this page that you can access that will give you his contact information. So feel free to do that. So what I would like to do now is to just share with you, next week on the show, we will have another guest on. And her name is Natalie B. Now, Natalie will be joining us talking again about consciousness, and we will be exploring what it's like to live consciously. And Natalie likes to describe herself as a potent creator of magnitude, which I would concur with. Not only does she use the tools of access consciousness in her own life and living, she also uses them with clients. It's a way to facilitate change. So I'm so excited to have her on the show. Okay, my conscious friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. And I want to thank Jimmy Mack for being on the show. Wow, amazing. I'm so excited to have him back at some point. And thank you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. So I will look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. So go now. Go forth this week, knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you And the difference that you be is the difference that this world requires and desires. All right, my friends, until next time.